News Talk 1620 WTAW, a Friday afternoon visit with folks at the College Station Police Department and Officer Rhonda Seaton on hand as we get prepared for the holiday weekend.
And I'm looking forward to it just like everybody else is, I'm sure. We are participating in the No Refusal Weekend with the other area agencies, and I always kind of joke and say that whenever you get a press release and it's got four badges at the top, then you pay a little bit more attention to it because you know that we're all working together, and that's something that we're doing. We're all local agencies are working together on this No Refusal Weekend.
And the details are what?
Basically, we are going to enforce DWIs. We're going to actually have some extra officers working specifically on DWI enforcement. And anybody that's arrested for suspected driving while intoxicated, the officers will give them the option to give a breath or blood sample like we always do. However, this time, if the person refuses, we will take the probable cause that we have for the arrest and take it to a magistrate and ask the magistrate to issue what we call an evidentiary search warrant for blood draws. And at that point, we will take the suspect to the hospital and have their blood drawn. And so basically they can say no, but it's not going to do them any good. We'll get a warrant and get the blood anyway.
Which just delays the procedure.
It does. You know, it would make it easier on everybody if they would just agree. However, we know that people, once they've been drinking, aren't normally in their most rational state of mind anyway, and so we anticipate having to use this process this weekend. But maybe by putting it out there up front, everybody will know we're serious, and they will designate a driver before they even start to drink, which is what we want them to do anyway.
Especially with the way that this holiday weekend is laying out, that the 4th is on a Monday, which means it really does extend the weekend, which means a lot of us are going to try to pack a lot into the weekend, and then if you add alcohol to the mix, that just makes it that much more dangerous.
Right, and it is so very, very hot outside, and I don't know if everybody really realizes that when you drink and then go out into the sun, how much more quickly and how much more intensely you're affected by the alcohol. You may be a person that can normally drink a couple of beers and you don't feel anything at all, but you go out in the sun's going to dehydrate you, you're going to be active, that's going to dehydrate you more, and I think that a lot of people will actually become intoxicated quicker.
The additional enforcement will begin when?
We are going to start on Friday, and we're going to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We're going to make it a four-day weekend. So it started, you know, I guess technically it started this morning. And we will go through this evening and go all the way through the weekend.
Is there anything else from a traffic offense standpoint that patrol officers normally see during a holiday weekend and July 4th in particular?
They're going to, of course, be watching out for the normal things. You know, we want people to wear their seat belts. We want people to obey, you know, the speed limits. We want them to ideally stop at the red lights and stop at the stop signs. That's always a good thing. We just want people who are traveling and traveling through our community and within our community to be able to get out there and do what they need to do and make it home safely. And so we'll be enforcing our normal traffic violations. Of course, late at night when, you know, the officers are really, you know, looking out for DWIs, and I guess during the weekend too, because we catch some people coming back in from parties, you know, things like really wide right turns or at nighttime driving without your headlights or changing lanes without signaling, you know, things that people normally obey and do whenever they're sober, they get lax whenever they've been drinking. And so that's why people, you know, sometimes they say, why did I get pulled over for making a wide right turn? Well, what time was it? And find out it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, that's why. Because, you know, those are things that our intoxicated drivers usually do.
Well, and stretch it out a little bit farther, even things like license plate lights that aren't working or one brake light is working, the other one isn't, or you don't know that your turn signal has gone out. You know, just, you know, these sounds like things that before you hit the road, maybe you ought to check anyway.
Check out your vehicle, make sure it's in proper working order. Something else people may not realize too is they may consider these traffic stops inconvenient if it happens to them at night, but that we catch a lot of burglars that way. You know, you pull over somebody and you find a back seat loaded with radios and CDs and iPods. You know, we make arrests that way by, you know, pulling someone over who has been breaking into cars. And it's just a way for us to try to keep our community safer. And so for our good, decent, law-abiding citizens, we hope that they'll be patient with us and realize that if they do get stopped, if they are out late, that they may, you know, have done nothing wrong but make a minor, you know, mistake or whatever. And I'm sure they'll be sent on their way. But lots of times we pull somebody over for that, and we get a cash load of burglarized items.
And a couple of quick notes about burglaries and burglary prevention. You know, hide things in your vehicle, put them in the trunk. At home, if you are going away, but you can tell a neighbor that you are going to be gone for the weekend, an extra set of eyes doesn't hurt there.
It doesn't, and it kind of goes, I feel, you know, a lot like a broken record, you know, lock, take, and hide, hear, see, report. And so those two things really kind of go hand in hand. Trusted neighbor, make sure you know your neighbor. If it's just somebody just moved in, I wouldn't necessarily announce I was going to be out of town, but somebody that you know and trust, let them know you're going to be gone so they can keep an eye on your house. And like you said, lock your car, take your belongings. If you can't take them with you, make sure that you hide them.
And then the one thing I haven't brought up, but this is a July 4th weekend. And again, Broken Record Department says College Station and Bryan doesn't allow possession or discharge of fireworks.
Right. And I believe the commissioner's court has even banned the sale of fireworks in the county. And so you shouldn't be hearing any popping going on this holiday weekend. Yeah, I'm sure there will be, but there are no fireworks. It is way, way too dry. And we can all see from the tragedy that occurred in Grimes County how quickly something like a small spark can turn into something disastrous. So save it for some time when we've got a little bit of wet weather, and you know, still you can't do it inside the city limits, but you know, don't even take the chance. It's not worth somebody's home or life to be able to make a few popping noises.
All good common sense reminders and tips, and hopefully it'll be safe for everybody this weekend when we visit a week from now.
That's what we're hoping for. We want everybody to have fun, but we want them to have fun in a safe way.
Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.